All right, Tim. I will say, when I saw the big pileup over there between 3 and 4, and I saw the Zero kind of cockeyed, I was a little worried at first. What happened?
It brought back some bad memories of I don't know what year that was. I don't know. I was just following Joe. Saw 11 was kind of backpedaling a little bit and on the high side, so Joe went low. And, you know, we all kind of jumped bumps together, and I think the 52 was underneath me or somebody's behind me, so I couldn't pinch the 52 off. Those two got together and touched wheels, and all hell broke loose, and it was free-for-all pile on.
Any leaks over there this time around?
Yeah, another fuel leak. That's what's really the deja vu of whatever year that was. It was come out of my cell this time. The fitting, the cell we don't ever run in the piggyback cell. We don't run it all the time. We put it in this week for after time trials, and the fitting itself was leaking, and it was full, so it just gravity fed over to that and just started dumping. So we got the pump, and we tried to pump it out to stop it, or we'd been there for a couple hours just letting that thing trickle.
A lot of guys, I've asked this question, and I think 99% of them said it's been slow. The pace in the beginning, and maybe even halfway through the race, very slow. Everybody's pretty much bunched up. Do you think it might have changed anybody's game plan or maybe forced some moves that wouldn't normally we've seen?
No, I think it... Classic's always a different race. I mean, last year was slow and I got on the outside and moved up, but I started better. So it depends on how hard you want to push your equipment, but you got to last to the end. I mean, it's 200 laps. So no, it's slow. It could have been, but still, I'm not sure what we were turning at the end. Otto and Doug were running pretty good.
I think he was running the 16. Otto was running the 16s. I think maybe mid-18s in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's a good show for the fans, and that's what we're here to do is put a show on. So,
a side note announced today, you're going to be a Hall of Fame member here pretty soon.
Yeah, that was a shock to all of us. I mean, you don't even think of that stuff. We've been here a long time, but, you know, if you look at our history, we've been coming here from, I don't know, in the early 70s. And it's, as little kids, this is our dream to do this. And I think 25 years later, 24 years later, I'm still living a dream. And I got a great crew, great sponsors. It's something hard to give up. It's fun to do. A lot, very expensive. And wrecking a car doesn't help. But the Hall of Fame, there's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame, and I don't even put myself in that caliber of them. So I'm tickled that they put us in there.
You say hard to give up. Are you indicating something?
Ask my son. As an older, fatter guy, I need to lose some weight. So we've got a bet going. If I don't weigh a certain weight by the beginning of the season, he's supposed to take over driving duties. But
until you meet that weight or for the season?
Well, I don't know. We'll work on that. That's a good trick question. But we're going to put a second car together, I think. We got a lot of spare parts. I mean, you look at the time trials. The independent guys are running faster. We just got to find out what the rules are going to be. So me living closer, maybe we'll start doing some tweaking of ourselves and reintroduce the Snyder chassis again. And you know, Joey Hawksby's a great guy, and he's just overwhelmed with a lot of things he's doing. And hopefully he gives a hand to building a couple frames.